People who live near a scrap metal yard that went up in flames in Christchurch last night say they had repeatedly raised concerns about crushed cars at the site. The blaze broke out at National Steel in Woolston, sending up a huge plume of potentially toxic smoke and forcing some from their homes. Jean Edwards reports.
Firefighters have spent the day dousing the smouldering pile of more than 500 crushed cars. The ferocious fire blazed through the yard last night as neighbour Mark Lang looked on.
There's a big red mushroom cloud, probably 100 feet high, and then you could see missiles shooting out of it. And there was gas tanks and magnesium tires. It looked like a nuclear explosion. It just kept going and going and going.
He was stunned by the intensity of the heat in a tower of tires.
I thought the firemen were spraying something on it, but it was melted metal coming out of the middle, then where the explosion started.
At one point, 18 trucks and more than 50 firefighters were battling the blaze. Te Mana Ora issued a public health warning and urged people to stay inside with their windows and doors shut because of the smoke. Chantelle Stevenson says it sounded like bombs were going off.
It was really scary, actually. I was in my bed. I went to bed about 10:30 and I could still hear and feel the bangs through the floor.
She says the pile of wrecks has only grown bigger since she moved in.
I've been here for 4 years now and I've watched those cars get piled up and up and up and not seen them get taken down. So I'm hoping after this it's a lesson learned.
Down the road, Phil Campbell says he's raised concerns about the scrap metal yard with both the city and regional councils and former MP Ruth Dyson to no avail.
It was quite clear quite early on that they weren't going to do anything or couldn't. You know, it's all within the district plan and zoning. You know, this is residential, and on that side of the street it's light industrial. You know, there didn't seem to be any movement or any desire to alter the zoning.
Mark Lang says other neighbours have complained about the unusually large piles of cars at the yard.
But I think because of the kind of the COVID thing, you know, they haven't been able to ship the steel to China or whatever overseas countries that it goes to. I think that's part of why there were so many there. You know, you wait for the price to go up, but that's the risk you take. But you could have burned down an entire neighbourhood.
Phil Campbell says he hopes the fire means National Steel has to move elsewhere.
They leased the land, got the digger there and started crushing cars. So, yeah, the people on the street are pretty dissatisfied. And obviously, you know, it's an accident or whatever it is. Who knows what it is, but, you know, I think maybe we could be thinking a little more deeply about how land in Christchurch is used.
Firefighters have been using diggers to break up the cars, but warn it could be a couple of days before they put the fire out. They're investigating the cause. National Steel didn't respond to RNZ's request for comment.
Christchurch City Council says there have been 14 complaints about the scrap metal yard, mostly about the noise, but no breaches were identified. It's planning to review the adequacy of the district plan where industrial and residential properties meet.